Well, as investigations begin into the train derailment near Melbourne last night, which killed two people, the Rail Union has claimed that the train line concerned was awaiting maintenance and that some drivers had refused to use it. The train's driver and pilot died and several others were injured when the XPT travelling from Sydney to Melbourne came off the tracks northwest of the Victorian capital. As well as the union's claims, authorities are also investigating whether a fire at a signalling facility earlier this month is linked to the tragedy. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says no trains would be allowed to travel on dangerous tracks.
No authorities would ever let a train go on an unsafe track. I want to make that very, very clear. And of course, engineering scopes and safety inspections are conducted on tracks. That happens all the time.
And while the XPT trains are over 40 years old, New South Wales Transport Secretary Rod Staples thinks that's not a problem.
The XPT is a much loved train by both our customers as well as our train crew. We have very rigorous maintenance regime.
But as investigators comb through the wreckage, there are accusations that the track on which the train derailed was faulty. The Rail, Tram and Bus Unions saying that drivers working for Victoria's V-Line service, quote, rightly refused to traverse this section over the past week. Steph Ryan is Victoria's Nationals deputy leader.
I've had significant concerns about this line for the better part of 5 years. The reality is that this line has been beset by problems now for the best part of a decade.
The Victorian and federal governments announced a $235 million upgrade to the line late last year, but works haven't yet begun. John Hirsch is the president of the Rail Futures Institute, an independent consultancy.
The problem I think that the drivers are most aware of is what we call mud holes. These are parts of the track where the foundations have more or less given way, and the parts of the track, quite short pieces, are in effect floating in mud. And as a result of that, it creates a bit of a dip in the track, and that manifests itself with quite a bumpy ride when you get quite a few of them.
But he says they're unlikely to be the only cause of the accident.
Generally speaking, those mud holes, as we call them, are not unsafe. When we get a major incident, usually there's more a combination of events or combination of issues rather than a single issue.
The crash happened near a railroad switch, which is where one track diverges into two. An investigation by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau will look into a range of factors, including speed, communications, and works on the line. Authorities are also investigating a fire at a signalling hut earlier this month. John Hirsch says that's resulted in trains running under temporary manual conditions.
The normal signalling has been out of action in that part of the track for about 3 weeks, as I understand it. And that signalling not only controls the signals themselves, which indicate to the driver which track to take and what speed he's allowed to run at, but also the same system controls the points. That is the mechanism which allows the train to be switched from one track to another. And it was on those points north of Wallen where this train derailed. I would think that the ATSB is likely to have a particular focus on that.
The federal government-owned Australian Rail Track Corporation manages the track. It said in a statement that its services in the region have been suspended and that it's supporting the investigation. Philip Barker is Director of Rail Safety Consulting Australia and thinks it's probably the signalling that was at the root of the derailment.
The manual operation has been in place for some time. That means the running trains or more trains for longer periods of time without the benefit of signalling. And with that, you would then suggest that human error is introduced. There's greater scope for mistakes. The situation could occur where somebody forgot to do something, somebody forgot to tell someone, somebody forgot to enact a procedure. That's the risk that you take when you resort to a manual operation.
Philip Barker, the Director of Rail Safety Consulting Australia, speaking with Eleanor Whitehead.